Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Wonderful. And another day. And you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm Timal Jared. And this is the Cosmic Philosopher. And I want to thank you for tuning in. Again, I am perplexed. I am perplexed. And for people who listen to some things that they should be acquainted with by now, I look at the world around me. I look at the people and the different people that are in the world. And what I have read from the historical source that gives me a good understanding about people. And to help me balance my thoughts and to give myself a perspective of really what the world around me is. What's the origin of human being? The origin. Right now, it doesn't seem like worthwhile values are given to human being origin. Like, that sense of value about human life, and we have read we are aware that people were not always on the planet. We're aware of that, right? So, because I have the perspective of where humanity is coming from, it bothers me because I didn't know that information all along. I grew up in church. And church is a graveyard. Jesus Christ is a graveyard character, sodomite character, because nobody wants to take me up on what the Bible is really saying. People are afraid of that. I'm not afraid of it. I've never been afraid of anything that I think I have a knowledge of. And once I have read it and understand it, I can, you know, I just ponder the whole thing, what I understand now. All right. So I think about what is true from what is not true. So at this time, that's the way my mind is thinking. What is true from what is not true about our existence? Human entity is something to understand. It is something for us to understand. Look, what I have to really say, if I'm reacting to my thinking about this issue about our existence, all I can say is that get these white people and AD and Adamani, Jesus and church, get them out. Get them out of this planet. They don't worth to even live in Europe. No. Look, for them to take us totally away from civilization, and all we are left to do now is to want to know more about Jesus. And when that is happening, that is totally brain, you know, our brain is gone to where it doesn't seem like for us to get to be for us to be corrected. Now, what I read and have a sense of redemption I see some kind of redemption, and the redemption lies in the way we think. The way we think require our the way we are to think, I am to say, is to read the historic information that will guide us. But no, that is not happening. When I say not happening, I need to be more specific about that, which means there are some people that are understanding or begin to understand, and in whatever way they can relate to their surrounding, they are trying to do that. However, it is not like recovery from AD Anno Domini. AD Anno Domini, you know, there's to be redeemed from the madness of AD Anno Domini Christianity. It's a mental corrosion and corruption that it's not easy to be redeemed from that type of thinking. I mean, too many people are corrupted, and the degree to which we are corrupted even if some people should get a coach, a teacher, and try to get them to fully understand, for a lot of people it's not possible. It's not possible. I am looking through my mental panoramic view at where things get stinking rotten from into the world, when and who are involved. And I don't know of any, I don't know of anything that is changing the course of what it is. Because all of the elements should be into function to help us back. It's as those doors are closed. And I'm going to tell you this. It brings us to the only result I see to deal with one thing. And how certain is it for this one thing, to work like a marvel. You know what I mean? You know, when it comes to things are possible in this, in this case, it's not that an impossibility is against us. No. But what I'm going to do is tell you what I see. I'm going to tell you what I see. I am fully convinced of what I see. And what I'm going to tell you, I know for sure it is a fact. And it is positive. It would, and it is going to up to people. It's up to people to exercise their own brain. If you never respect your brain before, you have to begin to respect your brain, because your brain is your teacher. You were born with it, and it serves all the purpose that your life has. Your life has. Okay. So, what do you think I am talking to you about? Where is the redemption that I am talking about? The redemption lies in the fact that these white people are not civilized. And that we speak well for the people who need to survive this whole bunch of nonsense. Is to see the negative that is stacked up against these white people who destroy our civilized world. And what is it? What are those, are the standing positive and safe and free from gun and bombs? It's the knowledge that we are to have of white people and the influence that they develop. If we cannot be touched and be affected by the one truth that I see that we have and that is certain to do the entire cure that we need, is that we are right and these white people are wrong. And this acceptance we have of homosexuals doing every evil, every harm to us, we will have to identify that we are right and they are wrong. And we must take the steps to relieve ourselves of them, because that power is given to us. We have the power, but what, like I told you about your brain, but what if we decide that we are not going to listen and adhere to what our brain tells us? You know, our body has power to heal itself, right? You're sick all the time, and sometimes, you know, you have to see the doctor. But think about the amount of time. The thing is, to get sick is one thing. To get healed is another thing. And the amount of time we are healed, and it wasn't the doctor. It was based upon all the natural things that is put into our world, products that we get from the earth, and get from the atmosphere, and all around us, we have a lot of power that affects us. Without we perish or are dead before time. It is the case now where we are under an attack of evil by homosexuals, right? And I am telling you that we who are right, if you're a sympathizer of homosexuals, you can count yourself out. You are in the boat with them, go sail. We can't carry on any further with homosexuals take over other world, with churches, on every evil that is known on the planet. How further are we going with this? I'm telling you, homosexuals cannot be right. All of the churches that they put up, and with the Pope, a vicar of Christ, Christ never exists anywhere. So bring in a new world order. How did the new world order come in? You know, it's kind of difficult for you to even understand certain things I'm saying. Because what I'm talking about is ignorance that survive on our planet. Ignorance. Too many of us are still under the influence of the church and what is written in the Bible. That influence will take us to our grave. Cannot see what is wrong with our world, and the church world that is put to convert us to sodomy way of life, sodomy culture. We have to be able to see and understand what happened. When did it happen? If we are able to read and go back when there were no human being at all on earth, when human being came on earth, were they civilized or uncivilized? And what happened to where we are? Why we have such mix of people? Do we understand? If we don't understand, you know what? Right now, we go down into the sinking Titanic because that's what it's like. All right. However, for some time, I didn't know. I didn't see any salvation plan apart from the church, the Christianity. So when I see the fog of Christianity, the darkness of it, you know, I was now looking to see what else exists. Yeah. What else exists? How can we get out of AD and Adam and Eve, the New World Order, the 666, and the, you know, these old bunch of foolishness that is in the Bible that drive you crazy? You don't know. You know, you just know that demons exist, and, you know, that's what we are faced with. Mass demonic spirits.
and I'm looking to see, is there a way of getting rid of these white people? Because they have what is called the AD Anadamani, right? I grew up with Christmas and the story of Jesus. And there wasn't anything that I see that would bring us active relief, different from, you know, the Bible is not providing any way out besides we go on until the day we died on the day of judgment. Basically, you know, that's all the Bible provides. It does not provide any living, live medium by which we can come back to B.C. era. B.C. era, they call it. And the white people, them homosexual, they are making up these accommodations so that, you know, we will have something to make our life go on somehow. But what they bring in is a total different concept of civilization and modesty and these ethical principles and stuff like that. This sodomite world don't give us that. So we have to adhere and live under what they say. And you know, it is hard to think that's what we have to do. Right? I'm telling you, in my thinking, that's what I see. We don't have any recourse going in the way of the Bible that we believe, and we don't know anything else. Adam and Eve, everything is all locked down to those type of thinking, and we don't see any alternative except to go along with what is with these white people are doing, you know, and be content with it. All right. Well, since I am someone grew up in the church, and it came to where my consciousness began to grow. My sense of reading and understand what I read, my sense of taking the information that I see has resolve, and my sense of taking it seriously can't flap. It has to be right. So my sense of words have got to be right, and be right because I think it right. But go by the, you know, everybody goes to school and learn to read. And they don't learn to read in two ways. They learn to read in one way, which means a word, you know, once you're, let's say, if it's French or Spanish or English, you know, we understand words by the same principle. Whatever language you're speaking, time is time. And long time, short time, we have the same sense. All right. So I'm going to use this common sense that we all have in common and what I read, dissect, it, apply it. My sense developed that way to whatever level I am reading at. When it comes to what the Bible says about the past and how mankind is or was created, read that. You know, so I've been reading the biblical creation, for many years, right? I read it and I have heard it read, preached, and so forth. So I'm familiar with that, my friends. But there are some troubling things that the reader, if you're reading correctly, you will find some serious issues with that one focus about what the Bible says about Adam and Eve in a garden. Language, I find that language will lead us into a realization of certain things, and you will find that out not by anybody talking to you. If you're reading a story, any account of anything, you don't need nobody to explain it to you because your vocabulary allows you to understand this paragraph that, you know, start from the top and going down to the bottom. And by the time, you know, right along the way, you are understanding. And whatever you find difficult, you spend some time to work it out, to understand it. When you understand a piece of information, your thing is to go ahead and make use of what you understand, because once it is something that changes your attitude, changes your views, you get some correction about certain things, the way you think about them. This information here, like, take you from a angle that give you clarity about certain things that you already, you know, have in your mind. So as long as you are able to master words and understand certain issues, then you can come to an understanding as to what should you do now about this or about that. And this is where my mind, this is where my mind is at. Because a lot of things that nobody was telling me, I begin to find them out. Because that's what words are for, right? You just follow it. Don't go out there and make up your own foolishness and try to, like, get people to follow your view or yourself. Because as long as what you are thinking is correct as far as word usage is concerned and word direction, word science process, right? You know to process well. Nobody will never be able to defeat you because words mean the same anywhere around the world, whatever language you're speaking in. You know, I mean, so if you're going to deal with people who are speaking your language, whether they're bilingual or not, but, you know, they know what they know your language and what you're what you're saying. Nobody cannot defeat you if you read something all by yourself and discover certain things. You know, you could be a lawyer and you find out certain things in dealing with legal information. And maybe some other lawyers didn't pay attention to that. But this lawyer pay attention to that and help, you know, it helps to bring them through problems and become victorious, right? Well, when it comes to the Bible, I am thinking now, I'm being personal, what have you discovered in Genesis creation story? And let's say the first three chapters, if anybody out here, and you want to have a chat with this, because look, what now? We must decide whether we going to allow sodomite white people to come into every settlement that we travel to 100,000 years ago. At that time, what did our ancestors know? You're talking about 100,000 years ago. They're leaving Africa. That's what the World History textbook says. We're not talking about Bible right now. We're talking about what the authority, the academic authority of world history tells us. It is what I'm telling you about. What do we learn? Did we find out that history book is telling us that the Bible lies? If anybody is reading, they should know that. You should realize that the World History textbook is a special book. You will find it in all of the academic institutions. World History textbook. It's not belonging to one country over another, or one state over another. That's not the way it is. Okay? And a lot of people, since these sodomites come about and talk about they are a government, nobody don't bother. They push aside the World History textbook. If you don't know, you pay attention. They push aside any kind of material that is written to convey the civilized understanding of life. Because these white people and they don't want to talk about their species. White people don't care about their species because their species didn't take them where they want to go. You see, their species couldn't talk. And it's not anybody that take away their speech. They were created like that. They evolved. Now, the only way you can contradict what I say is to use the World History textbook and correct what I said. As the Bible is not a civilized book. You get what I'm saying? The Bible, though it purports to say how we originate in a Garden of Eden, it fails to prove anything it says. A sodomite write the Bible. It doesn't have academic consultants and teachers reviewers. When you look in the, you know, the pages that leads to the content as a whole in the World History textbook, I'm looking at Glencoe World History textbook, Spivergel National Geographic. This is the big, big, big man textbook now, you know. it weighs quite a few pounds. This is what I'm talking about in the universities and everywhere like that. You know, these faggot white people, they come to a point now where they look at us like we don't have no sense of them have the sense. Look, these guys are fucking each other's asshole. That's how they come to where they are here today. You get it? And get to control everything that we need to live by. They take it for themselves and they manage everything now. How did that happen? It happened because these white people didn't get up, sodomize and take over the whole world all by themselves and like kick Africa one side. No, that did not happen. And the history is there to show you when it happened. And Africa is the culprit. Now, if you want to think that I am wrong, where would you start? Where will you start to think that I am wrong? Now listen. You know, it is easy in a lot of cases to tell when two people in love, you know, whether they are male and female or two male or two women, because you're going to see them most likely walking together. You know what I mean? In each other's company a lot of time. You know what I mean? So you won't see one of the two women that is, that are homosexual, you won't see them breed and have children. No, because it doesn't matter what they do, they can't impregnate each other. They don't have, the nature, natural resources inside of them to impregnate each other. So them can go on with whatever they want to go on with and play, fool of themselves and loving it every moment. You see what I mean? A woman who love other women and want other women like as a man want a woman, you know that something is wrong in their hormones, because it is their hormones that make them think the way they do. Well, hybrid people were not created with hormones to want the opposite sex. In world history textbook, it doesn't show that. These sodomites now, the rate they are operating, they are ready to tell you that every human being born, are homosexual. That's what they want us to know. Okay? But if you look, you will see if they think we were, then why they want to push it on us anyway. If they think that we're born with it, why are they forcing themselves on us just to get us on their side or to be like them? Why? And you have the World History textbook is telling us what a culture is like. And it is not saying what they say. And we don't see anything into the World History textbook that the hybrid ethnic people of Africa, of South Africa, where they originate, we have not seen anything to show that same sex was practice by the earliest created hybrid ethnic people. Nothing say that they were trying to screw their same sex. No. You see what I mean? But that's what these sodomites are up to change everything into their way, because what fucking asshole is not a noble thing. but they want to make it noble. You don't see? Well, not noble in our existence. In their existence, but not our existence. Okay? So if all of the nice things that they are doing, now that they say they are ruling, running a government, not only when we don't know how white people come to be talking, they are not going to put themselves in a position to yield up exactly who they are. No. They're not going to put themselves in that. You think they leave Europe to chase us down everywhere in the Western world? It doesn't even seem today like that's what they do, based upon the way they program things to be, because they are fixing our society for faggots, for homosexuals to inhabit every square inch of land that we settle on. That's what they're doing. Is what they're doing. And all the truth that support our existence, they turn it into something else. Now, the only way I could say these things, well, put it this way. All the people that teach me at Sunday school and stuff like that, they don't tell me nothing like what I'm saying to you. It is only because it's possible for someone, if they know to read properly what the content is, and know to take a stand when they're done, and if everybody is supposed to understand and submit to the fact, they will have to. In the case that I am talking right now on the radio, and people all over the world are listening to me. And yet still, though they won't come and say what they don't like about what I'm saying. Because guess what? I am talking civilized. I'm using word as a civilized person, and I'm seeing wrong things. I am saying no wise men don't fall on a star to see no baby. Stuff like that. What I'm trying to tell you is that I am coming out, and I'm coming out hard, right? Because since we are so far gone down the alley, the dark road of destruction. Hey, nothing less than what I'm saying is going to do. And let me tell you something. I can put it to you this way. That something that I have read that tells me, to hold my position when I find them right. Now, I am a Bible self-taught scholar, and that's the right type of scholar to be in this context, where I get the sweetest part of the juice, or the water from the head of the stream. Nobody don't corrupt what I read, right? Because it's from what I read to what I understand. And I am going to determine whether or not what I read is okay, because I'm reading. I know when words are contradicting and stuff like that, right? I want to say this to you. There are some good places in the Bible, but I wouldn't take it from Genesis, because Genesis is destruction to civilized knowledge. You don't want any place. Well, you should read Genesis, and if you've been reading it and you don't see nothing wrong with it, I'm telling you that everything you're reading about in Genesis creation story is wrong. If you find anything in there that in and of itself, that is true, I won't try to contaminate that. You see, because for you to take something bad and throw it into something that's good, and because you throw it into something that's good, it didn't stop the something from being good, but you could cause certain kind of problem or endurance. All right. I am saying now, whenever you know the thing is right, you can go anywhere in the world and you can destroy the wrong things with it, with that power. You can. But it has to be that the people that are going to get destroyed, when you begin to use the force, they can't find no etymology, any way of, you know, like closing you, shut you up. Because if you're using the language, the words that they know, and you are saying, well, this word mean this, and this other word mean this, all right? It total out to what? What I am saying is right. Now, you tell me why it's wrong. And they can't do that. Oh, they got to run from you. So, I am a church person for almost, you know, like maybe half a century. So, my friends, I have already said, I didn't know anything else. Fully committed. My parents were solid, solid, solid Christian. Poor thing them. Didn't know one clue that, hey, we come out of slavery and this is what they teach us, but this is what we're supposed to know about our own history. No, my parents don't know that. They were strictly Bible. And that's the way I was. I am sitting here right now and, right, I mean, only people who speak English is going to understand much, if not all, of what I am saying. So, to have me, after all these years, come to start reading and my eyes open up to something different. Matthew, I talks about the wise men who saw the star. And it never occurred to me that anything was wrong about that scripture. For about a half a century. Right? Well, a person who never give any problem at all with my believing in Jesus. But since I've gone through a certain level of maturity and in reading, oh, a big difference. One day I am reading this familiar scripture and only to find out that I came up to a portion about where the wise men came to Herod. And the wise men go in, you know, the Lord told the wise men to go into Herod, King Herod, and get direction how to find the baby. Oh my gosh, no. Am I reading that? But that's what it says. So first thing came to my mind now, which means it is the first time I am identifying this scripture to say that. So I was reading it all the time. I was hearing it read all the time. And nobody found out anything was wrong with it. Now, my general perception of that Matthew 2 scripture was that God, the divine God, affected these wise men to see a star. I don't put nothing more to it than, okay, it was a star they saw, but a special star to them. And they go, they follow it. God tell them to follow it, and it will take them to the baby. That's the way I always thought about it. But the day when I read that, and all of my attention now, my attention is very, very strong now when I read things and want to know what I'm, each line, I've got to know what it says. So this is the maturity that I am reading, I'm reading with this high sense of identifying the issue I'm reading, okay? So when it came to the point where that I saw that the star stopped at Herodotus, well, it struck me at that time that the wise men went to Herod. For what? Relevances? No, I mean, Herod and them and these Jewish people don't have any kind of alliance. Herod is a adversary, and the baby that is born to relieve, to bring relief to the Jewish people. That was the understanding I had of that scripture. It so happened that for the first time, that scripture pops up like, like a bad weed growing up among over other good stuff. Because it was stunning to me. For the first time, I'm noticing that God stopped the star over Herod's house. Why didn't I know that all along? Now, I can tell you the reason why. Why that happened. All along growing up, I didn't read much. I mean, I read to fourth grade level. When I'm adult, I go into high school and I graduate from high school as an adult. So all the years of rust on my brain, the believing rust on my brain, believing foolishness on my brain, and saying amen, amen to what is being said or read. And when I read, I just see, I heard on what was read to me. I am not reading for myself and accounting for the words them. That wasn't happening. I was basically being influenced by what I heard and what I believed. Because suddenly I realized I did a paralegal course, right? I spent some money and thought that I would be benefited to just do a legal course. It would help me to understand things generally better. So I borrowed the money and pay the college their tuition fee. About 3 months, okay, the course lasted for. So now, I'm telling you some of the elements what that changed the condition of my mind and why all on and by myself, when I pick up something and start reading it, I am very slow. I have, really reading, defect. But I spend enough time. It's going to take me, maybe like, 10 minutes or so when somebody could have gone, done, read it and understand it. Long, long, long time. Yes, I have that. But, you see, if I can't read fast like you, well, I'm not going to try to read fast like you and I'm not making any sense of what I'm reading. So I have to go at the pace where I am understanding what I'm reading, however long it takes me to do it. Well, I feel bad sometimes when I left at the back, you know, still can't done what I'm doing. But what I'm trying to say to you, that's my head, that's my brain. I have to deal with it. It is all right when I come out knowing something because I took it to investigate it and to have it settled into my own mind. So I am saying to you, this scripture in Matthew 2 that tells about the wise man going to the baby and God stopped the star. It was the first time that my attention caught that. So no, the Jews and Herod are not pals. They're not friends. It's the Romans who control Palestine, okay? And this baby to be born, you know, in Judea, God was honoring the baby with the wise men. So for the wise men, it never occurred to me at all that the star stopped over Herod's house. I never picked that up, no way. But that day I'm reading, and it's the details of what I'm reading, and I say, what? Now, that really, really struck me. Because I'm thinking, no, I'm old, and I am coming in the church from when I was so young, and why is it now I'm realizing that God did such a evil thing? Because I'm saying, Herod, for one thing, King Herod, not supposed to get insider information from the Jewish scribes, them, right? Because they're represented as the scribes, the Jewish scribes. They were the one that controlled the knowledge of civilized things, right? So the invader, Romans, came in, and they are the Herod, the king, to as manager, you know, for the running of things concerning the Romans that capture the land of these Jews. You know what I mean? So this, the virgin having this child, right? And Joseph. All right. So why does God stop the star over Herod's house, tell the wise men to go into Herod's, and ask him for direction to find the baby? Now, as it turns out, the people who are writing this, they don't have no sense. These faggot white people are. They're writing it, you know. Before I was born, they were doing all of them things. All right, so now I come up with the understanding now that, okay, the star and everything like that, something I believe, I don't have no problem with that. But when I came to the point where I was reading up, I know that he actually, you know, God actually, because to me, anything about God is sensitive. You know what I mean? And God is not doing anything dirty, right? But for the first time, I see God did something dirty. Yeah. All right, so I don't know if you see. You should see somehow what I'm talking about. God is dirty because God is not on the side. The Romans, they were come, because remember, God is very touchy. If you are into the Bible, you know that God don't fool around with his people. God is very proud of his people. You know, like Moses was one of the prophets of God. And, you know, God come down and take Miriam and Aaron to task about what they're talking about Moses, bad things about Moses, and came down. And the way they write the story, you can see that something is wrong with the way the story is being written. You see, but if you're not reading and paying attention, you won't see it. That's what happened. All right, so God come down and strike Miriam with leprosy. And wouldn't ease up though Moses plead for God to like, don't treat her that way. God said, look, no. If her father spit in her face, she would have to be put out into the street for a week. You know? So therefore, no. God would not forgive. Even though Moses, his good friend, tell him to forgive, ask him to forgive Miriam. No. All right. So you can see some dirty faggot stuff in the Bible that you're not seeing them things because you believe in the Bible from cover to cover. And that's what belief does to you. It's not knowledge. Knowledge would show you something wrong, but belief is not going to show you something wrong. You see what I'm trying to say? So go back now. Go back now to the wise men. A number of things is in that chapter in Matthew 2 that, all came down on me. I'm seeing all the things that show that this story is not a true story. It never cost me no sweat to know that what I'm reading is a bugaboo story. Can you now to open up my eye to the Bible when I am reading it? And I see all the contrary input that no, in no way would God tell Herod who want to kill his people that would kill the baby. And you read that, you read Matthew 2 and you will see what I'm talking about. You will see what I'm talking about. It's a disaster to read Matthew 2 about wise men. That is something I believe from the youngest of my days. Okay? I am up in age, and when I found this, it's like maybe 70 years of age or something like that when I'm finding out. So I think to myself that, no way. From that point on, I know that wasn't true. Right? Herod, which is unbelievable. This cannot be true, but it is true in the Bible. Now, God told the wise men to go into Herod and ask him for direction to find the baby that Mary birthed, right? And they have the gifts to carry them. It wasn't in any kind of way needed for the star to stop because nothing didn't happen in addition to the star stopping over the house. Where the child was. When I read, they went to Herod, asked him for direction. When he could, the star could have gone to some house where the Jews live, right? He didn't do that. You want to tell me if God really needs somebody to tell the wise men where to find the baby? If that was necessary, that would be, even if God needed somebody to tell these wise men where to go to the baby, it should not be the enemy of the Jewish people, such as the king will rule over them. No way. Now, I'm telling you that that is in the Bible in Matthew 2. I mean, New Testament, Matthew 2, second chapter. That's what I'm telling you about. This is just one of many places where these white people write something, and you know, if they were in their right mind and understand that they must write coherent stuff, put their story in line, they can't be making God helping out the adversary of the Jewish people. All right, so it shows you that these white people, they are crackers. Okay, what bring them to be half humans and talking like humans, looking like humans, is not a nice thing. Is a curse to them because they are sodomites and they are trying to mingle themselves up and equal themselves up with people who are really hybrid people. The people who are speaking as the first human being on planet Earth, and they are coming to push themselves. Now, they are pushing themselves on us, hybrid people, after they did the most fatal thing to us, because they couldn't talk. They were not born to talk. White people were not born to talk. They evolved, male and female, but they couldn't talk. 3.5 million years, they didn't say a word. They grunt. That's what the history says. It's what the history says. So it means, you know, if I were 7 years of age, a boy, and come and tell you the same thing, you would have to deal with it in the same way you deal with it right now. Right now, you know, people hear me talking and things like that. I didn't just jump up and start talking. It took a while for me to learn what is supposed to be the truth. And now it's about word that I am using to determine what is true from what is not. So I am not out here like a lot of people talking all kind of stuff they don't know. I seek to know before I talk. And it doesn't matter how it sounds to you. If it is an affirmative, as long as it is an affirmative issue, I ain't saying it and I don't know what I am saying. And if it sounds too ridiculous to be true, well, it's not ridiculous. If you think it is ridiculous to be true, well, it is not ridiculous. Because in my case, when I'm telling you anything, I get it from the source. And if it is a negative thing to say in the Bible, and I tell you, but that's what it is. You can't change that. It doesn't matter how you want to believe and trust in God. When the Bible condemns it, you can't make it right. So I am telling you that in this story about wise men, you yourself, I'm telling you for you to look at it, but I'm telling you, I am sure of what I'm telling you. The Bible is full of shit. Okay, that the white people have out there in Christianity. Christianity is a bowl of shit that these white people spread all over the world like it is something civilized. Christianity is not a civilized thing. Okay? Now, what is it going to take for you to know that the Bible is not a civilized book? What I have just told you, maybe you've never found anything in the Bible that, you know, is in the shape that I am telling you. But now I am telling you. Now, you may believe in such a way that you cannot afford to pay any attention to anything that is going to knock your belief. But belief is not knowledge, you know. You are able to, like, you can afford to pay attention to something that is going to open your eye to see not to believe, but to have a knowledge. If you read it and you see what I said to be true, you're still going to go to church, right? And believe in Jesus. Well, it means something is wrong with your head. Because when you know something is wrong, you should be able to get rid of it. The fact that you cannot get rid of what is wrong, it means something is, you know, far gone with your brain. And you're not able to, like, maneuver yourself to the right position. So I am telling you that about four things in Matthew 2 that, you know, was dropped down into my head to let me see that, no, something is wrong all over this. God would never go to Herod, let the wise men go to Herod who want to kill the baby. It was known that he would kill the baby, but yet still Herod, but it's not a real story. That story never happened. They are writing this whole bunch of hoax about a baby and all that kind of stuff. But no, they don't think that we would become judge of what they do, these faggots. Okay, because this is exactly why they need, if they know better, go back where they come from. Come out of our territory, because you know what? Fire and brimstone and everything to destroy them going to come down on them. Just as how they can write these old bunch of dung in the Bible all over it. Okay? That they are so eager to write all of these things to convert us into this old bunch of faggot homosexual way of their world. Right? They do all of these things for to stumble us. Yeah? But once we read and we find out, you still follow them? You still follow them and talk about Jesus and, you know, Jesus, like Jesus loved homosexuals and stuff like that. Yeah, they can say that because what? There was never, ever any Jesus. Okay? But the Jesus that they created, they are saying, they give us a clue that the character of Jesus is a homosexual. But you probably can't see it. Jesus, born of a virgin, it never happened. So they are making up all of this story, right? And they are, you know, giving it their best, but then seem like something, it is true that something is wrong with their brain, that they are slipping and sliding and making contradiction of the characters in such a way that we're going to come now who believe into the Bible and find out, say, no, God put his hand into dirty stuff here and have these sodomites doing something to us. God wouldn't do that. So I am telling you that in this chapter, when I found out that the wise men go to Adam and get the direction from, the king didn't know where the baby is. It's as though he didn't know anything about the baby. So it was the wise men who told Herod about the baby. And, you know, it was amazing to him. And he said, well, look, all right, he go in to the scribes and find out where the baby is and come back and tell the wise men. And the wise men, all right, go back on their track to go see the baby. And then no sooner than they left Herod and walk out, the star move immediately and begin to lead the wise man to the baby. You ever hear anything like that? What did Herod tell the wise man? I mean, the king Herod tell the wise man, say, hello, when you find the baby, come back and let me know, because I would like to come and worship him. This is the way they are writing this story, to make it seem like, okay, you know, it was okay for Herod to talk with them. You don't read that with no technical knowledge to know that. No. No, God was not going to do that, because number one, it is proven that the star is not the one who take the directions to the baby. You know, the star is not being programmed by King Herod. No. So now it's like there was no need for the star to lead them at all, based on what they are writing in the Bible. It's a mixed up nonsense. These faggots writing these stories in the Bible, you know, I mean, Bart Ehrman dumped the Bible with all of the lies in there, and Ray Higgins. These guys, they dumped the Bible, and they were scholars before they find out that the Bible is no good, and they begin to really teach people and stuff like that. All right, they are not as aggressive like me because I am on a different frequency than them. But they are talking the truth about the lies all over the Bible, and yet still people still going to church with it. So the damage is already done to their brain. So when they hear somebody saying that something is wrong with the Bible, they cannot appreciate that. All right? So now I am telling you that happened to me that day, seeing that all this whole bunch of foolishness that they write in there. So I am telling you, I have legal knowledge too. So I understand when something is all over the place and confusion in there. You know, I am sensitive to that. And in this case, it's not one foolishness they're right there. It's like about four. You see, so they keep on adding to it to make the whole thing true. But it worsened. You know, they would be better off if they only put one bit of salt, too much salt into it. But that's not what they did. To me, it's one of the most flagrant, portion of scripture. I see bad things, a whole lot of bad things in there, but at the rate they try to fix the scripture up like it is true, and several serious points in it, and they didn't realize that it is out of line. These sodomite white people am. You know what I mean? No, they should make sure somebody like me don't see it. Because where they have the world right now, and all they have done, make up laws and steal everything from us and stuff like that. They must understand that somebody like me is going to, like, really have them go back where they come from. Yeah. When they think that they are doing well and what they're doing, and it's like nobody can stop them, they're fucking assholes. They are fucking assholes to think of stuff like that. They think that, oh, there is no one in the cosmos that cares anything about what's going on Earth, and they should know better than that. We were created no longer than about 200,000 years ago, right? And they know the story. Oh, we come to be in the Western Hemisphere and everything, and what they have done to us, why we lose our senses and stuff like that. We understand. They're fucking asshole and everything like that, that they come and rape our people and whatever changes they make to themselves. They should know, but they're not afraid. They are callous. But, oh, your callousness is not going to help you anyway right now, because you're going to understand that you must get out. You see, because we are going to invoke the evils upon you, that we're not coming with no bombs or nothing like that. No. But you see, we went astray. What they call it, the fall of man. A lot of folks don't know what the fall of man is. But the fall of man is this Bible right here. Okay? Hit what they have in this Bible about Genesis creation story, the creation story. That's the fall of man. Because it is the raping of the African people that these faggot white people did 100,000 years ago. That's what caused the fall of humanity and why the world continued to be humanity. And where you have, I mean, these faggot people say they're ruling and AD and Adam and Eve government, Christmas and Easter, every freaking filthy thing that they bring in and say, yeah, it's a part of the government that we must be a part of. You know, that is not going to happen again where, you know, they're going to go unabated and live forever free in this condition. They're going to be destroyed by our gods, you know, not unless there is no provision. But as long as there is provision, these faggot white people, they don't belong among us. There's nothing I read that say they belong among us. And you read this Bible right now, like I'm telling you. You know, this amount of nastiness and this darkness that we fall in, we got to get out of it. Those of us who really want to get out, get to know the truth, will purge us. You see? And they want to make us think that, oh, everything is fine and dandy for them. We're going to find out. They said Trump seemed to be making his way out of America. Imagine that. If Trump, you know, because they talk about now he gets his plane ready and, you know, and all the things that are going against him. You know what I mean? It's the kingdom that divides against itself you're looking at. These white people are up for doom, and they will suffer doom because they have destroyed all the good things that the gods set up on earth for civilized people. You know, and if they wanted a life for themselves, they should seek that life for themselves, not try to hurt us. When you hurt us, well, the gods created us and the blood inside of us. You come now and try to get their blood and call yourself after our species and all that? No, you better exit. Trump is doing the right thing to get out. All of you going to follow him. You know, that is if maybe, you know, whatever luck attend you all. You're all just clearly fucking, you know, the worst thing on earth. You talk about from Rome going right around to Palestine and in America and all or over the place. All you sodomites talking about, you talk about Afghanistan all over the place and what you all do. I mean, Iraq and, you know, all of, including killing the African people. Millions gone, must know, in the billions. You see what I mean? And don't think that anything is going to come of it because you're all the great thing. Look at Trump. Yeah, it seemed like the end of his greatness because he did something that changes in unalterable way. Their success over the past few thousand years. He ended it with the action that he did. He ended it because it represents the entire United States stature in the world, right? And what he did, he corrupted the system that brought them to where they are. That's what the jackass did. What I'm trying to say to you, we are right. We don't have anywhere to go because we left Africa and come and settled, and you follow us with your stinking ass fucking want everybody body to fuck. That's what you come after us for. And I know that. They write that and say that. They want to reconstruction our culture. That's what. And think that we are envious of their culture. the sodomite, like we want to be sodomite. All these things, you're going to drink it down your gut where it's sour. Get out, get out. So I'm telling you about this story, you know, about how the star moved ahead, and God told the wise men as they walk along to not come back to Herod. Now, just to show you all these monkeys, primates, you know, they're half kind of human, right? You want to tell me we are reading this Bible and don't see the kind of corruption they used to write this Bible, and we believing it all of our lifetime? What I'm saying to you now, the wise men, God told them to not come back and tell Herod anything. Imagine a God stopped the star, and for this man to know the secret about the Messiah that was born to bring salvation to the Jewish people. Right? Far as the story is about the Messiah, it was not anything to save the world. It was about Palestine itself, where King David ruled. You see? And Solomon, right? Yeah. So this part about the Messiah would come to be crucified and stuff like that. It's these faggot white people write that. The hybrid African people that were in Palestine. I read where they had a clamor to get a good politician like King David to come back and begin to take care of their society, because these same sodomites call themselves Philistine and all that. You read about Philistine in the Bible and you don't know. It is these faggots are the Philistine. Okay? They are the Philistine. So our people, they said, had a wish that someone would raise up mighty than King David to chase away these faggot Philistines. That's what it really was going on, but we don't know. Because we come up and believed all the foolishness. But now that I read and I understand exactly what was going on. Right? So the guys decided that, they're going to follow what God says. God said, go another way back home, but don't go to Herod, right? And you read all that and you think it's a good thing. But it's not a good thing. It's a corrupt thing. Because God don't have no business to set up nothing like that. All right? And then God go and tell Joseph to take up his wife, you know, and the baby, and go into Egypt with it. You see what I mean? And here you go with that story. And it will tell you how Joseph took his wife and the baby into Egypt. And they were there until some other ruler came in. Let me tell you something. We are really, really sick right now. Over the past 100,000 years that these people corrupted our folks with their rhesus blood, our brain went down, and we really don't have the control over ourselves anymore. We don't have our government being represented anymore. When they come to America, there was kingship government about 12 million African people were here, and How many, where did they go? These white people, because they can read and do certain things. Oh, we fell below them. That gave them the that gave them the opportunity to do things that is beyond our control. And there, as far as I can see, there was nobody raised up in our society that could resist the power of these sodomites. You see what I mean? But it looks bad that we, with the blood of the gods, right, could have met such a bad fate or destiny. And these faggots exalt themselves above us, right? That you could have these you know, like educated people that raise up, you know, and would allow these white men to come and set up universities and colleges and everything. When I come and go to school, I always see Roman Catholic Church one side of the school and stuff like that. And all they teach us about is goat, donkey, and cats and stuff like that. What they have done is marvelous. You can't underestimate these sodomite white people. But the point is, we must know what happened. If you don't know what happened, you have to just live with it. But no. We don't have to just live with it, because there was something that happened and we can correct it. What they are doing, we don't need them to do it for us. AD Anno Domini is a hoax that I meant to tell you. AD Anno Domini that they build upon Jesus Christ that don't exist. So why are we subjecting ourselves to this, like it is a real court that they are having, civilized court, by what? Set upon what foundation? When did civilization come here? They didn't bring no civilization come here. 3.5 million years, they have no civilized talk. So how did the talking thing come with them? You see what I mean? Until they are calling us their Western civilization. These fucking ass, filthy, asshole white people, that's what they come with. Now, unless we destroy their AD Anno Domini, they will be here all the time. But guess what? It don't take much to destroy their AD Anno Domini, their Christmas and Easter stuff. It doesn't take much of anything besides us knowing, what is our rights. And what we must say, defending our rights, that melt them down to nothing. You see what I mean? I'm serious. AD Anno Domini is nothing but, it's not even worth their shit. AD Anno Domini. It's not academic, certified, nothing. You see what they say about Aegisus to make a calendar. You think about what the calendar thing is. That's what they're using to worship the Pope. Because the previous calendar was one that worshipped the gods of heaven that came to earth and do all these wonderful things here, not a ghost, right? And this is what we have going on today. Okay, these folks are going to go to naught. Because the establishment of the gods will stand forever. All right. So there you have that one. I wanted to tell you about the Bible. That is one of the scripture, just one. And, you know, I can't go into a second one right now because... But I wanted to tell you something, though. why I even got down this road. I read, you know, certain places in the Bible, and I know it does not correspond with the positive. These guys put all kind of stuff in the Bible to, you know, corrupt good things. Yeah, all right. But I want you to listen to this and see what you get out of it. This is Isaiah 28. Now, they screwed up the book of Isaiah too. Whatever was written good in Isaiah, they re-edit it and do a whole bunch of stuff into it. But there are some things that I think likely affected, right? If it is affected. But there are information in Isaiah that belong to purity. All right. This is a portion of one of them, Isaiah 28. But I can tell you, Isaiah 9, chapter 6 and 7, has a prescription for what a Messiah should be. And I'm not saying a Messiah that they're talking about was something, because it proved that there was no Messiah at all. The Messiah we are reading about in the entire Bible is a makeup stuff by these fucking sodomite white people. There was nothing there. They invented it. Okay? And so the whole scheme of the Bible is something that they make up. But as you know, there are 66. There are 66 books of the Bible. It's not a one authored work. So you have got to know where you find something that make eternal good sense from things that are stink, fly-blowing foolishness. That's what these white people do. It's their work in Iznik, Turkey, with the Constantine one. Okay? So, things are in the Bible, but I just cannot say this Bible is a good book because it's an anthology. I mean, a whole bunch of books in a book. You see what I mean? And they want to, they really, really mess up all of the good things that are in under this cover of this sodomite Bible they call Holy Bible. You know, they call the Inquisition the Holy Office, you know. That kill us. When you hear about killing in the Bible, it is us that the white people are killing. You see, and today they bring it to where they can kill us if they want. Because Africa is never going to say how it's going. They don't care. Okay? The power, if we allow the power to be in us, you know, where our words will blow these sodomites away. Yeah, because if you're talking the right thing, they cannot come in front of you. They cannot defend themselves. Okay? So, I'm saying to you, sent my Isaiah 28. Now, it says, woe to the crown of pride. To the drunkards of Ephraim, glorious beauty is a fading flower, which are on the head of the fat valleys of them that are overcome with wine. Behold, the Lord art a mighty and strong one, which as a tempest of hail and a devouring storm, as a mighty flood, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to the earth with the hand the crown of pride. The drunkards of Ephraim shall be trodden on the feet, and the glorious beauty which is on the head of the fat valley shall be a fading flower, and as the hasty fruit before the summer, which when he that looketh upon it seeth, while it is yet in his hand, he heateth it up. That day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory, and for a diadem of beauty upon the residue of his people. Behold, the Lord art a mighty and strong one, which tempest of hail and a devouring storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to the earth with the hand the crown of pride. The drunkards of Ephraim shall be trodden on the feet. In that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory, and for a diadem of beauty upon the residue of his people, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. But they also have heard through wine and through strong drink are out of the way. The priests and the prophets have heard through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way. Strong drink. They hear in vision. They stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. Who shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? They that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Here a little, and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people. To whom he said, this is the rest, or the truth, wherewith he may cause the weary to rest. You see what I mean? Get away from these sodomites and the takeover of our world. Yes? To whom, he said, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and broken and sneered and taken. So I'm talking about behold, the Lord art a mighty and strong one, which as a tempest of hail and a devouring storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to the earth with the hand. And my friends, tell you a lot more, but just hold that parcel, that morsel of the truth, the rest on the line upon line, my friends. All right. So I'll close my note on the world is a textbook and what it tells us about our beginning. There are good information into the world is a textbook. And I wanted to let you know exactly who I am. And into this world history textbook, it tells us exactly who we are, what species we are, and is for you to get a good understanding of the people in the world and what is happening, why it's happening, and all that. So just hold on to this about the early stages of development of humanity, okay? And it goes on. When there were no human, civilized human being, came hominids, that's a species, okay, to wise sapien. Now, it's the only two species of mankind. And some people may tell you, no, it's like 21 human species. No, but the World History Textbook, that is the authority for existence. History is a record of the past. And this is a record book. World History is a record book by academic consultant and teachers review. This is not foolishness like Bible, Genesis and all them kind of foolishness that you read about in the Bible, about prophets and all that. No. This, because those things are not, what you read in the Bible are not record. Those are not record. Those are foolishness like talking about the Christian God make heaven and earth. They want us to think that it's real history. It's not real history at all. It's not no history for us to talk about. Okay? This book is a history book, and whether or not you can find error in there, of course. These sodomite people, they get a chance to do this because Africa take their hands off everything that is civilized and leave them to do it. They are friends. They are giving Africa a lot of money today. And we are out here perishing in our own land So they Africa give power to these sodomite white people that they can come and take over our land and we can't get it back from them. Well, now, guess what? You can't build your house upon sand. You have to make it deep down or drill in the rock and plant a foundation. These white people is because they done dupe our brain. Is the reason why we are in this situation where they use any kind of a foolishness that have no merit in civilization and use it and controlling us. Yeah. They controlling us with virtually nothing. But this AD Anna Domini, I was shocked when I observed that, oh, they are using this fake contrived character called Jesus and all that. That you read Dan thing there, the book that where's that book? Dan Brown's book, right? Da Vinci Code, okay? You read Da Vinci Code, and you will come up on a story in there that they fictionalize, but it is for real. It's concerning the history of what happened in Palestine. Jesus and Mary Magdalene, and who is the person who they call Mary Magdalene, who that character really is. And there is something apparently true about that Mary Magdalene character, but they're not telling you the truth about the real history of it. You see, because they don't want the world to know. They want the Bible to have a mystique that you keep believing in it. But Jesus that they have in the Bible right now is not the same, you know, is the story that they began with, but they changed the story from a Hebrew man to that's just what they do with the African people. Use us to morph on it. And now they have it as their story. And none of us is able to like say, oh, no, you can't do that. And that's an easy thing to do when you know the truth, but which among us know the truth? As I read and I find out, I'm not afraid to talk about it. Because that's the truth I am talking about. So they don't have any absolute, like I tell several times, they need to get out of our territory. Because whatever they're going to become, Trump is, as it were, you know, in the worst peril. Right? The guy turned idiot, turned fool. You know, you have the psychiatrists, they're coming down and like say, oh, you know, I mean, the country is in bad shape. Because what this guy is going on with here, this guy is nuts. Right? All right. But he was the president. Now, for him to come to where he's at and fighting against his own institution, hey, what do you think? What I'm trying to tell you is that we must know the root of human existence. And the root of human existence is having two species, that first parents that beget us. It don't go no other way. You getting some other way because of these sodomites, what they write in the Bible and turn us idiots and we can't get the real truth. We don't even know how to find the real truth. Everybody is guessing something. I'm not guessing anything because I don't consider the world is to take a guess book. It's a record. The Bible is not record. If you find some things in there that you could find record for, you can't give all the praise to the entire book because the entire book has bad intention. You see what I mean? Bad intention. All right, so now I'm into the record. The world history textbook now, telling you exactly, if you didn't hear it before, I'm telling you now, for you to go into the book yourself and find out for yourself. You don't ask nobody to tell you foolishness. Go for yourself. The human as a whole has two halves, the civilized and the uncivilized. Which one came first? The uncivilized, hominid, primates, monkey-looking, called the flat-faced man of Kenya in South Africa, that developed in South Africa, about 2 million or so, 2 million years or so, and leave from Africa and go up into Europe. It is as simple as that. Okay, and what happened to the African people is all in this time of history when they left Africa and go up into Europe, and when in that season some of us who developed in the first 100,000 years now were leaving Africa to go out into the outer world and settle down. That's the way the cookie crumbles. Nothing wasn't wrong with our brain when we were leaving Africa. It's when we were leaving, some of us were leaving, because not everybody left Africa. But there were those who fell into a snare of these white people who want to interbreed, have sex and interbreed, and that's why they start talking. The history will show you when they go up into Europe, they were not talking at all. They were only still making stone tool after, say, 2 million or so more years. So we need to know the history. They are one today. Somebody write to me and tell me about how we are behind, you know, we are behind the European, you know, like he talks about the world. We are behind in world progress, right? So, you know, I don't have time to tell you what my response was to that. But this writer take up something against when I talk about species. Okay, people, species, something like that. But it means human species. All right, we have only two species from back in time, and give subgroup. You know, they have offspring, a subgroup, right? So you have the subgroup Homo erectus. To the hominin, okay? If they have other subgroup, I don't know about that. It's not in the worldish textbook. I don't bother talk to it. I talk to what is into this worldish textbook, because this must be perfect science talking about what happened, okay? Record of the past. So, in the very early stage of human development, which human developer is the hominid? Right? And then came after that, quite a long space of time, came the wise sapien that contributes to the civilized people. So you have the uncivilized hominids, primates, okay? No matter what you hear nobody say, are the history here that makes sense to me? And you tell me why it don't make sense to you. You can't come with anything else to contrast this. People begin to listen to all kind of foolishness. And then that's why we have all this corruption going on in the world, because nobody's anchored down on no specific fact. You see what I mean? But anytime you take up this world history textbook to address something serious about humanity, you're going to win. Because nobody out there... to, like, it doesn't matter how much of science they are, right? If they have science for the world to know, well, they have to, get a new edition and say, well, and this is, you know, and revise. They don't revise this. They can't revise this because, you know, it appears to me it has the right thing in here. Right? So all they want to make up around it and twist our head, and since we're not reading, we will follow all the foolishness that anybody bring along. All right? So I'm telling you, we, the African people, that are called ethnic group, there is a reason for that. Ethnic because we were created by mixed blood, the same mixed blood of the gods. That's why we are talking. That's why we are civilized, because it is a blood, a civilized blood that is inside of us. They are coming up with Jesus. Jesus never exists. Jesus does not exist at any time. And you read in the Bible and you see where they contradict up themselves, where Jesus denied that he is coming to bring peace, when the prophet said he should be a king of peace. These rotten head, you know, and stinking ass all fucking people come and destroy up our world. Right. You stay here and you will find out what comes your way. Get out. All right. So now, listen to this. The earliest human-like creatures lived in Africa as long as 3 to 4 million years ago, called Australopithecines. They have another spelling that they break it down here, and I don't need to bother read that to you. This is the primary name that I just told you, Australopithecines. All right. Or Southern Ape. Southern Apes. So if you hear me saying that these white people parents, their species come from here. Okay, they come from, and it's a lot of different types of apes, right? Well, their apes species. They are the southern apes by their discoverer Donald Johnson. They flourished in eastern and southern Africa. Now, all you out there that have all your belief in all kind of stuff, this is the authority book, National Geographic, and I think you can find it, the same information in other editions, because this is the only truth about humanity. You see what I mean? What I'm reading in the Bible, I talk about St. John 3:16 and all those kind of stuff. That's rubbish. So I'm telling you what you have in the Bible about creation of mankind. These faggots are writing up creation in the Bible like it belongs to them and us. So you want to know the hell God was making white people and black people using the same Adam and Eve. How does that happen? You see what I mean? That's what these white people are doing to us today. Destroy our brain with foolishness. And it all began that our brain began to like atrophy from 100,000 years ago, and today most African people don't know that we have a government. We have a government. It's kingship. It's still here, right here. And the Indians were among, I think, the last group that you can see it in plain writing that these white people come and begin to destroy the system of kingship. It's the chief history, civilized history in the world today, Sumerian history. These white people can't do nothing. But the reason why they're doing what they do is they realize that our brain is gone, and they can run the risk and do all these things. Africa is out of the way, and they're going to do all of their madness as much as they want. But reading and finding out what happened is going to really diffuse these folks, they will have no other choice but to go back where they come from. I swear it. They will not stay among us, these faggots. They will not. As much as we steal what we have, they will drop it and leave it and go about their business. You watch and see. All right. I want to read a little of this here and hope that you will get a good sense of it. Right? Now, it says, these southern apes, they flourish in eastern and southern Africa. Right? That's where white people begin. They were the first hominid, humans, and other creatures. Listen how they are put together. That walk upright. That sound like us? Hybrid? No. So it's the hominids, humans, and other creatures. And they are among the other, like, apes and other creatures, you see? That's why they are apes. This book said they are apes. Their ancestor is ape. That walk upright to make simple stone tools. Recently, however, archaeologists in Kenya have discovered a skull that they believe is from yet another form of hominid. Mean, you know what I mean? Hominid mean, you know, the ape, primates. You see what I mean? That's where they come from. And it didn't just barely put them in there. I mean, they are the essence of the history, that they are primates, ape, and the country that they develop is Africa, South Africa. They have called it Kenyatropus pleops, man of Kenya, and think that it is about 3.5 million years old. Second stage in early human development occurred with the appearance of Homo erectus, upright human being. Didn't say them wise, no. Species, listen this word name, species, right? Because denotatively it identify any human being on the earth, what species you come from. Okay? And it's only two of them in this world history textbook. So anytime people are telling foolishness about who they are, you must know where they come from, what species they come from. The hominid or the second one that I'm going to read to you. All right. So a second stage in early human development occurred with the appearance of Homo erectus, upright human being. Species that emerge around 1.5 million years ago. Homo erectus made use of larger and more varied tools. These hominids were the first. Listen to this. They were the first. All of these white people you see around your ear today, this is where they come from. Because you're talking about behind us long ago. These hominids were the first to leave Africa and move into both Europe and Asia. There was no other kind of a human being, and there were no civilized human being at all, because these primates were not civilized at all. Look at it. Okay, this is World History textbook telling you it. Go out there and find a whole bunch of books tell you something different, but they are not the authority. They were able to do so in part because they learned to use fire to keep warm in colder areas. Now, listen to this portion. Around 250,000 years ago, a third and crucial stage in human development began with the emergence of a new species. What in him? Wise Sapien. And writing of this book, they begin to like deprogram us by calling us Homo. We are not Homo. Anyway, you see Homo, strike it. When they are referring to Sapien, strike Homo, because this European guy who come up and begin to name genus and begin to call us Homo, it's not addressed like that in the history here. They put this in here, but we do not come from no Homo genus at all. Okay, so they want to like mingle themselves with us, and they start to use the World History textbook to do it. They put a lot inside the book here that we are supposed to know as we read. I'm citing one here to you that, you know, when you start reading about Homo sapien in any book, you know that we are not Homo sapien. Exempt yourself from that. Wise human being. Okay? That's us. That's who we are. Wise human being. We are not Homo sapien. We are wise human being. And we only get that from our species. Sapien. You see what I mean? Don't let nobody fool you. Two distinct subgroup, Neanderthals and Wise Sapien. Both develop from Wise Sapien species. I won't go any further with that, because I spend a lot of time chatting on other things. However, I think it is necessary to talk some basic things, whereas some people who have not heard certain basic root type of reasoning keep straying along and cannot have a right sense of direction. So I think it is important to cover some ground perspective, okay? Here we go with this portion of, coming to this part of the session. All hybrids, ethnic people, to understand Europe corrupting of sapien species. ID. That's what these white people are doing, is corrupting our species, our sapien identification. All right? So I want to deal with you got to understand that there is nothing else outside of what I'm reading. So if you think, I'm talking things that, you're not to pay serious attention. Pay serious attention, because what I'm talking, I get it from the right source. You know, and if I don't have the right source, I want to get it from you. Plain and simple. I'm not afraid to tell you that. Better my knowledge, I'm getting it from the right source. World History textbook. The highest textbook in the world in education. Okay, a record of the past. That's what I'm dealing with. And when they do all kind of stuff in there to talk about we are Homo. No, on Google, I try to let them know we are not. There never was a Homo sapien. But they now, through the interbreeding, they want to come on and call themselves sapien too, and want to done away with their hominid, Homo erectus. That's what they're trying to do and call themselves you know, we are a civilization together. Like, oh, you see, they have the Bible and claim that God make heaven and earth and Adam and Eve in the garden. You know, like Adam and Eve is their father and mother as well. Nothing don't go like that. They never spoke. And the way that they spoke, they don't want the world to know about it. Well, look here. I'm telling you in such a way that I think you should be able to understand what's going on. Once you know the truth, your mother is your mother, your father is your father, nobody else, right? Once the blood reads, say, your father is your father, well, you don't look for another father, you know, see? All right. So what I'm trying to tell you, you have to wake up to the fact that what your mind must do is learn what you are positive about as truth, then go and argue that, talk about that, because people want to know too. So now, I'm telling you, the problem that we have here, these white people want to push us out of existence. It's not going to happen, okay? Because as long as I am alive, my breath is going to destroy anyone in the way. My breath. I don't say gun or nothing like that because there's no violence inside of me. I don't hate nobody for who they are, except you are doing something wrong. And by you come and take over our domain and talk about our imperial colonialism and all these old bunch of, you know, I mean, nasty, I mean, criminal kind of a action, want to take over everything somebody has. Everything, and call it yours, and talk about salvation and Jesus and stuff like that. No, I want you to be destroyed completely because no accommodation was made for people like these white people. No accommodation. It's the reason why you see they behave the way they do. Okay? But I am sure I won't have no problem with them because as long as you're talking to me, I know I have the reign of the truth that I study, and it's not like any other study anybody is doing. I've been around a long time and still don't know, and then when consciousness came, I began to apply myself to know. Like I always say, you know, if you think I'm wrong, and you have the right thing, bring it to me. Because I want the truth, real truth. All right? But if you don't have the truth, remember, you're going to pay a price for going around with nonsense. Want to run into me. Because the words will be true. It will be dealt with the right kind of way. Because I don't want, well, not mine. All right. Let's come on and hear this. Europe's corrupt and everlasting confusion. So it is Europe's corrupt and everlasting confusion, lost in mental darkness. Okay, that's what they are doing to us, and that's where it lands us into everlasting darkness. We have to find a way out, and only the truth with light can lead us out. Introgression events into modern humans are estimated to have happened about 47,000 to 65,000 years ago with Neanderthals and about 44,000 to 54,000 years ago. You get that? Who claims that the process of introgression, that is what brought them about as modern people. You better pay attention to it here, because this is not a simple thing that I am talking about here. I'm talking about this everlasting confusion that these white people bring in on the top of Jesus Christ and salvation and stuff, where nothing don't go like that. They are inventing something for themselves. You see why they come and push us out of where we are. Now, I bring deliverance to people who know the government that you're going to in America is not kingship. It's our government. It's not theirs. They need to go and take their democracy to their land where they come from. Get out of our places, because we coming after you. We coming after you. And just know, you don't have answer to tell the truth about anything concerning civilization. We don't want you to write no Bible or preach no Bible in America. Get out of America with your Jesus Christianity and all of your sodomite ways that you bring here. Get out. We don't want you in none of our territory. We don't deserve that. We don't grow up and created as sodomy. We do not. And I'm telling you, get out. Integration stuff is like, hardly anybody know what this integration is all about. And that's what bring these white people here. I mean, bulldozing down all of what we have, you know, and salvage everything we have and say it's theirs. Well, it's just for a time. You don't have anything, and all you talk about, you gone up to being president and ruling the world, you're going to find out. Biden and the whole lock, stock, barrel, you're going to go because you don't have the truth. AD Anadamani is not a bureaucracy thing. You are using it as a criminal against us. What happened to our laws? Why you are not come? Why? Which day have you ever been governed by the law of the gods? When? Which day? You invent it. You invent what you have, and then say you invade and conquer us, so we have to worship what you have as a god. No, you watch out. Introgression. That's what bring them here. They don't want to talk about it, but it's going to come out. It's coming out. All right? Introgression. INTRO. GRESSION. Introgression, my friend. You look it up and you will see what this faggot has done to the African hybrid people. They don't even want us to be known as hybrid. That's why they write the Bible and don't mention that we people are hybrid. They want to keep that secret and don't pay that attention. And people must just walk over the fact, the truth that belongs to the world and push their lie. These fucking us, all white people. Okay? Now, there's nothing wrong with me saying all of that because that's who they are and that's what they do. Disrespectful for saying it. What are they doing here? Like, yeah, they really belong to here and we're not supposed to talk like that to them. That's what they tell me at Twitter and Facebook. And so I am disrupting their community standard. Where these fuckers get community standard from in our territory that they come all the way along from thousands of miles to disrupt our settlements and say it's theirs. All right. So now, number one, hominid has now been assigned a border, meaning, and now refer, meaning, and now refers to all great apes and their ancestors. This new terminology is being used in many scientific, the brain of the earlier hominid genus. You hear? The genus, the earlier genus, meaning primates and other animals. Australopithecines had a volume of about 400 cubic centimeters. That's how different white people brain is, and the brain that they had at first is altered when they did the integration with the African people, which was wrong. That's why African people don't have any sense today, because they are R-H-E-S-U-S, blood, bad blood, destroy our brain over 100,000 years ago. Not much larger than that of the great apes. White people brain does not compare to the sapien hybrid ethnic people. Do you understand that? Get to understand that. All you see them behaving like they're talking like us, they look like us. It is because of introgression. And where their bad blood destroy our brain. If you don't understand that, I don't know much more right now how to make you understand that. Get out of the church. Because that's what they use to turn us fool. Our brain is not good. Okay? Until we learn and able to rebuild back our brain, we're going to go to church. You see? And bury a fool. Okay, they're going to eulogize you in the name of Jesus and all that. All right. See, all of what I've been reading now does not equal white people with black people. Just like I told you about I told you that before. More than once, if you have not heard. That the World History textbook doesn't have white people as civilized people at all. Because they were never people until they go through integration with our blood. 100,000 years ago, man. Come on. Okay? If you're afraid of them, I'm too bad about that. But the truth is mightier than all. You don't see it. Line upon line, precept upon precept. You see what I mean? Don't be afraid of these white faggots, because they're a criminal. Every single one of them. It doesn't matter how they may look like and sound like, they are genuine people. But they are not. They don't come from the civilized human species. That's what make a difference. And how do we talk about, like, Europe is ahead of Africa and stuff like that? Nonsense. Nonsense. Because who come first? It's not them. It's us. So if they push Africa for the sit down and they go out and steal everything we have and we look better, America looks so much better, blah, 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 blah. You don't know what happened? I'm telling you what happened now. Africa is just barely existing, but they all turn Christian. Or who make them Christian? These faggot white people. No, I'm not joking. If you think I'm joking, no, I'm not. All right. And so, they're only compared to apes. White people are only compared to apes. And they look like us because of introgression. But between 2 miles and 700,000 years ago, the size of the brain of Homo erectus actually doubled. That's what they must say. Because they can write a whole bunch of foolishness. Right? That's what they must say. All right, that's what they say. It don't link them with our civilized species yet. They are hominid and they don't talk and all kind of stuff that nature don't put them here for. Whatever they are here for, they wouldn't talk. And the interbreeding where they interbreeded and damaged the highest species, which is the hybrid people. That the gods actually created for their own purpose and for the intelligence factor. And these people come wreck our brain where we can't even acknowledge that we had kingship government and ruled by kings. Okay? And they hardly want to hear anything about king. But some of their faction still cling on to adopting kings. All right. Let's go on. Approximately 200,000 years ago, Number two, sapient brain size. Right? Our brain size. Let's listen to what this is going to say. By the time, remember we are a different species. By the time our species, Y sapien, emerged about 200,000 years ago, the human brain had swelled from about 250 grams to more than 1,300 grams. November 10, 2015. Sapiens was thought to have evolved approximately. It's not evolved, they're supposed to say no. You see, they don't want to say that we were created by the gods, because they want to hold on to us and say, there is no other God, there is no other God but the Bible God and stuff like that. You see what these guys are doing? Not evolve. We did not evolve. We did not evolve. You see, so these sodomite white people writing things about us, they're not supposed to write, but we don't have anybody around that is helping us. You see? So it talks about the human brain swelled, I mean it grows, all right, but now sapien, wise sapien, sapien. Wise sapien was thought to have evolved, and we did not evolve. We were created. We were created through the process of DNA fertilization in vitro in glass tube. Yeah, approximately 200,000 years ago, created 200,000 years ago. So we came along, created to have DNA. DNA. Thought to have DNA. Cerion. Yes, to have DNA creation. To have DNA creation. Yes, DNA creation. Approximately 200,000 years ago. In East Africa. And it's not East Africa. It's Southern Africa. It's not East Africa. S-O-U-T-H. Yeah, in Southern Africa. You see, these white people, they like to write for us and like represent us, and we're not paying any attention. Now they're piling up another foolishness against us until it's the foolishness people are going to learn. All right, this estimate was shaped by the discovery in 1967. You don't need to even believe some of these details. Some of the things may make sense, but some of them, you cannot trust what these people are writing about us. 1967, oldest remains attributed to, see they talk about H, like we are Homo sapien. You see what I'm telling you? And and all I need to say is what the book says. Wise sapien, you know, than for them to be giving us their Homo prefix. We're not in for that. Not in for that. At a site in Ethiopia, O Valley. I don't know what. Anyway, I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and it's about time now. We are got to go. So I try my best to like tell you things, and I think that some people may not incline to like to embrace, but I am not here, you know, begging anybody to embrace. I'm talking from a civilized book, which is supposed to be the one and only that I know. How about you? I'm free, you know, regardless of what anybody say. If you, I'm going to ask you for evidence that I am wrong. You know, man, you see what I mean? Because I'm not talking from someplace else, okay? And I am not a negative person. I'm all the way positive. So if you don't know what you're talking about, go about your business and go live your life and let it be. All right. But thank you for tuning in, and may this be what it can be to you. I know what it is to me. So you take good care of yourself and be blessed.
Help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there've been times that I thought I could last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know.